It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, kicking off hour number two of the Monday Night Edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can see the hundreds and hundreds of people from all around the world that have plotted themselves on our listener map. Of course, it's totally free. You add your location, your name, a photo of yourself if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry at map.freetalklive.com. So last hour, we got started on an essay by Stefan Molyneux about how it is that we could get along just fine as far as violent crime is concerned if the government wasn't around at all. In fact, he is suggesting that the government, with all of its laws and all of it, you know, and the police and all that, actually encourage violent crime to happen. I mean,
I'm interested in him wrapping this up and making it cohesive because, I mean, I can see how the drug war, in fact, you know, he makes going to make an excellent case how the drug war creates crime. I cannot see how criminal enforcement, you know, law enforcement causes crime.
Well, I mean, the law enforcement encourages crime in that there's all these laws, especially the war on drugs and things like that. I mean, if it weren't for criminals, law enforcement wouldn't have a job to do. So there's like some sort of perverse incentive for them to really not do that great of a job at catching them.
Right. Well, I think that the criminals came criminals came before cops. It's not like cops were created in order to deal with the problem of criminals. So it's not like we can say, you know, it's not like cops came and then created criminals so that they would have something to do. That didn't happen.
It's not like, well, we've got all these people who are supposed to stop the bad guys.
Yeah.
We better encourage someone to be bad so we have someone to stop.
Yeah, people were getting robbed on roads. I mean, you know, armed bandits would rob people when they had the opportunity. And people, you know, there were these armed robbers of opportunity, too. They saw, here's a chance to take advantage of people because there was no law.
Sure. So, well, no, they just weren't able to protect themselves. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered if there was law there. The question is, were those people that were being banditized, were being robbed, were protecting themselves?
They weren't doing
that great of a job.
They would do their best, but they would be outarmed, outgunned. That's why they have lawmen. There was a demand, and that demand was met by lawmen.
Okay. Well, as long as they're funded voluntarily, that's fine with me. Anyway, he says, so Stefan goes on. He says, before we turn to how a stateless society deals with crime, it's essential to remember that the stateless society automatically eliminates the greatest violence faced by almost all of us, the state that threatens us with guns if we don't hand over our money and our lives should it decide to declare war. Thus, it cannot be said that the existing system is one which minimizes
violence. Is this guy saying that more Americans have died from wars than crime?
I think he's suggesting that more Americans have died from governments, period, than crime.
Maybe governments. I don't know if he... you know, let's talk about American wars, because we're talking about the American legal system, right?
Oh, no, he's not saying government. I mean, he's not saying wars, though. He's saying that the government, the existence of the government, and the way in which the government works has been responsible for more deaths than people would have been responsible for had they not been governed.
Now, if you include war in that...
Including war in that, but not because specifically
it's
war.
Well, I think that you can definitely say that war has killed many, many people, and, you know, but we're not talking about the government. We're talking about police departments, and there's a totally...
Well, we're talking
police
about
departments
government.
Do not advocate war. If police departments... we went to war before there were police departments in America.
Right. If you want to have a little private police department, that's fine, man.
But it needs
to
be able to force people to do things, is what I'm saying.
If it's your land, you can force them off of that land. Anyway, let's go back to this here. Quite the contrary, in regards to the government, it can't be said that the existing system is one which minimizes violence. The honest population is violently enslaved by the state, and the dishonest are provided with cash incentives and protection. State violence in its many forms has been growing in Western societies over the past 50 years, as regulation, tariffs, and taxation have risen exponentially. National debts are an obvious form of intergenerational theft. Support of foreign governments also increases violence, since these governments use subsidies to buy arms and further terrorize their own population.
Now, what he's saying is violence is, you know, it's violence. I get it, that you have to pay taxes
sure.
to the police department to protect you, just like you would have to pay protection fees to a mob that might come in and say, hey, you know, we're running your block here, and you better pay us money or else.
The mob will do a better job.
I don't know what it is.
At that voice? Yeah.
I'm not so sure that they'll do a better job.
I've heard them. They will.
A better job at that voice. But I think that people are willing to trade that. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people want to trade that.
Okay, good. The arms market's also funded and controlled by governments. The list of state crimes can go on, but one last gulag is worth mentioning. All of the millions of poor souls kidnapped and held hostage in prisons for nonviolent so-called crimes.
I agree with him on that.
Since existing states terrorize, enslave, and incarcerate literally billions of citizens, it's hard to understand how they can be seen as effectively working against violence in any form. So how does a stateless society deal with violence? Well, first, it's important to differentiate the use of force into crimes of motive and crimes of passion. Crimes of motive are open to correction through changing incentives. Any system which reduces the profits of property crimes, for instance, while increasing the profits of honest labor, will reduce these crimes. In the last part of this essay, we'll see how the stateless society achieves this better than any other option. Crimes of motives can be diminished by making crime a low-profit activity relative to working for a living. I mean, gosh, if you can make more money at McDonald's than you can by stealing, why in the hell would you ever steal?
Absolutely. He's correct on this point. That doesn't, I don't think, necessarily bolster his entire argument.
Crime entails labor, and if most people could make more money working honestly for the same amount of labor, then there would be far fewer criminals. So, those who have read my explanation of dispute resolution organizations, which we've talked about on this show before, which are essentially insurance companies that will handle conflicts between individuals without the government being around, know that stateless societies flourish through the creation of voluntary contracts between interested parties, and that all property is private. Well, how does that affect violent crime? Well, let's look at breaking and entering. If I own a house, I'll probably take out insurance against theft. Obviously, my insurance company benefits most from preventing that theft, and so it will encourage me to get an alarm system and so on, just as occurs now. There's discounts available. If you have an alarm system, you get 5 or 10% off
now,
your insurance.
I used to have a house that had an alarm system, and I called it the cheating spouse alarm because the alarm was only on the garage door and the front door. It wasn't on the back doors
or the windows,
of which there were many glass back doors, there weren't any on any of the windows. It would only tell you if somebody was coming in the front door or had opened the garage
door. But it was enough to get the discount?
It was a house alarm, so right. It got the house alarm discount.
Nice. So the situation is analogous to what happens now with the not inconsequential adjustment that since DROs will handle policing as well as restitution, their motive for preventing theft or rendering stolen property useless is higher than it is now. Because right now, the cops don't have any motive to go and get your bicycle back. They don't have...
Other than promotion, they have positive reinforcement for doing their job.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, have you ever filled out a missing property report with
the cops? I have, and I'd have to say that I think that I don't like the way that police, at least in the experience I have, often do their jobs as far as getting your stolen stuff back to you. I'm sure that a private organization would do better. If I wanted to hire a private investigator to find my stuff, I would probably have more luck. And if I had lost something that was valuable enough to hire a private investigator, well, then I might.
As such, more investment in prevention would be worthwhile, such as creating voice-activated appliances which only work for their owners. However, the stateless society goes much further in preventing crime, specifically by identifying those who are going to become criminals. In this situation, the stateless society is far more effective than any government system.
And how does one do that?
Well, in a stateless society, contracts with DROs are required to maintain any sort of economic life. Without DRO representation, citizens are unable to get a job, hire employees, rent a car, buy a house, or send their children to school. Any DRO will naturally ensure that its contracts include penalties for violent crimes. So if you steal a car, your DRO has the right to use force against you, because of the contract that you have, to get the car back. And probably retrieve financial penalties to boot, because it's all in your contract with the DRO. If you don't want to sign the contract with a DRO, then nobody will want to deal with you because it's showing that you intend to be a criminal. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. This is your show. 800-259-9231.
I'd rather have the government than these organizations. What if they want my blood? What if they want to sodomize my wife?
Then don't sign a contract with them. More coming back. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
and Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there, including, I believe we have an auction at the moment. If you go to auction.freetalklive.com, you can place your bid on our second banner on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll get the banner for an entire month, site-wide, for pennies on the dollar. I think it's only at like $30 or something like that. What's it at right now?
$51.
Wow, $51 already. Auction.freetalklive.com if you want to place your bid there. All right, so Manwich, you are a little afraid of this whole DRO idea.
It doesn't.
You think they're going to molest your wife? What are you talking? You're so silly.
I'm silly.
Well, I mean, you think a company's going to molest your wife in order to give you coverage? How many insurance companies
ask you for
that?
Everyone who works there? Jeez.
Look, if a company can somehow coerce somebody into doing something fair or not.
Coerce.
Coerce. Look, if somebody has done something wrong and needs to be punished, and the DRO is a, is the organization that is going to force them to do whatever it is via the free market, you know, whatever their punishment is, whether it's going out on a Sunday and cleaning up trash on the side of the road,
okay,
or, you know, paying restitution or going to jail for a period of time or whatever it is that is their punishment. If they can coerce them into doing that, which is fair, then they can coerce them into doing that, which is unfair. And all I'm saying, now I understand that, you know, there would be competing DROs that would then allow people to do, you know, oh, well, then the competing ones would keep them from being dishonest. But you're allowing
right.
force. But that then there will be competing ones that then allow people to get away without doing anything. For instance, you can go out today to the Kofers You Pull It car lot and buy a car that doesn't run.
Uh-huh.
Just like you can go to the car dealer and buy a car that does. So you'll have these
DROs. You're suggesting that there's going to be a dispute resolution organization that will ask to molest your wife in order for you to get into a contract with them, but you could choose another one that doesn't ask to do that sort of thing? I don't quite understand.
I'm saying that, you know, why would you want to give this power from the government to a private
company? You'd be doing
it
voluntarily. That's the difference. See, the difference between what we're talking about here and what we have today is that you don't get to voluntarily
choose,
man.
Look, man, you're going to have government. You're going to have it immediately. Bam! You get rid of this government, you're going to have another one. So why not just settle for getting this one down to a manageable size instead
I'm
of having
that,
another vicious one and take its place?
And these DROs would function as a form of government.
Mr. Molyneux is a genius.
I've
heard his articles over and over again. But this crap that he has written down makes no sense.
No, you just cannot envision it, Manwich. That's all it is. You're just having a tough time understanding. You think that even though competition will be there to keep people in check, that there's
I've read a lot of fiction, okay? I can envision a lot.
Okay.
This fiction is ridiculous.
I want to go back. What did you just say, Torgo?
Okay, well, now, here's a question for you. With you saying that these DROs would be voluntary, if you're agreeing with what's being stated in this article, it's also, if you don't sign up for some sort of a contract with one of these DROs, you're going to be homeless and useless. So it's not so much voluntary so much as it is necessary if you want to be able to survive. I'm sorry, I don't consider something that I have to do in order to have a place to live and be able to eat voluntary. I don't consider that voluntary. I have to obey certain laws. I have to go to, you know, I have to do certain things in my life that I don't consider, that I wouldn't want to do given the option, but I have to do them. It's not voluntary. I mean, I guess I could choose to be homeless.
I understand where you're coming from on that, but at least you'd be able to choose between several different providers as opposed to just one big government.
Oh, okay, several different... How am I... Okay, so if I want to get a job, what is the place that I work going to provide me with an option of different DROs that I can sign up with to work for them?
Presumably you would have a DRO before you went to get a job.
I see.
It would be something that you would contract directly with the DRO for. Manwich, did you have something else?
Well, with being in a state without a DRO, I mean, you're saying that I could optionally not have a DRO,
yeah,
and people would do no business with me. I'd be in a state of nature. And then everyone else could take advantage of me. You know, they could do whatever they wanted to me.
You probably would have to go and
live
somewhere.
They could enslave me.
No, you're being silly.
Why not?
You'd have to go and you'd have to live somewhere where nobody else had DROs either.
Why couldn't they enslave me? I'd be without a DRO to protect me.
Well, that's your fault then for not signing up.
Well, there
a
you
DRO.
Go. I'm saying you're in a state of nature.
Yes.
It's ridiculous, man.
Let's talk to Wolf in Indiana. Wolf, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, I had a question about libertarianism. I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Really sure. Do all libertarians believe that we should sell off all the public land to private individuals?
We can't speak for all libertarians on this show.
I would say the answer to that is no. If you believe it, but is all you have to do is make that statement, do all libertarians believe? And the answer is no.
Well,
I would say that anybody who's a Harry Brown style libertarian, somebody who's read Why Government Doesn't Work, would agree with that statement that yes, government land should be auctioned off to the highest bidder in order to pay down the national debt.
And I would have to say, you know, in the official stance of the Libertarian Party and most big name libertarians who project the libertarian philosophy would say that they agree with that. That they think that public land should be sold off to private entities.
I don't see how that's a freedom issue, really, or, you know, a liberty issue. I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
It does seem like a scary idea.
Wait, why is that not a good idea?
Well, I've heard you say before that when you're on someone else's land, you don't have your rights, right?
Essentially.
You have to follow their rules.
Mm-hmm. You have to follow the rules. So if all the land's owned, there's going to be nowhere where you really have your rights.
So own your own land.
What if you can't afford? There's a lot of people that can't afford their own land.
Well, then you have to put up with their rules.
Yeah, that's not
just like you do
freedom.
Today. Let's be clear that the first 150 years of this country or so, 170 years of this country, the Constitution only applied to the federal government. It did not apply to any of the states. So you didn't have freedom of speech in a necessarily in on state land or on municipal land. You only had your freedom of speech on federal land. So that meant you could write what you wanted to your congressman, or, you know, say what you wanted in the middle of the mall in Washington.
Are you sure about that, Manwich?
I'm sorry.
I don't think you're right about that. I think that
the federal government would not have enforced
these. The Bill of Rights applied to everybody.
I don't believe that that's so. That would have been the 14th Amendment that would change that.
But either way, with this whole thing with public land and private land, one thing is, as it stands now, like Ian said, there are people who can't afford their own land, and you do have to put up with the landowner's rules. Right now, the landowner happens to be your local or state or federal government when you're on this public land, and you have to deal with the rules that they've set forth in the form of the laws that are on the books.
Right.
The only difference is, now you're on someone else's land, you have to follow their rules, but you also have to pay for that land that isn't yours. In this other society, in the other system where you still might not have the money to own your own land, at least you're not paying for those other people to own the land that they own, where you have to follow their rules.
Plus, if you're somebody who's concerned in the very least with environmental protection, you certainly don't want the government to be controlling lands, because if we were to put them up for auction, Greenpeace could buy them up, the Nature Conservancy could buy them up, all kinds of people that actually really care about protecting property, protecting animals, could buy these lands and take care of them and open them to the public. I mean, there's no reason why that some of these lands wouldn't be free to where for you could, you know, that you could go on and travel.
Well, I mean, are you going to open up your land for everyone to come on and?
I don't know. Is Busch Gardens going to open up its land? Is SeaWorld going to open up its land? I mean,
well, yeah, they're
they
charging for it to go on there.
Well, you're getting charged.
The parks aren't free either.
I've been to the Badlands. I had to pay $17 just to get in there for one day.
Yeah, you're getting charged. And even if you don't go to the parks, as Torgo pointed out, you're still getting charged, which is the worst of all. Thanks for the call. We'll appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's okay to charge somebody when they enter a piece of land, but to
and
charge
that's what
them,
the parks do.
To charge them for land they'll never set foot on? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there with over 80,000 posts, over 1,100 people interacting, all free. Very similar topics, everything from the issues to fun stuff. All there, freetalklive.com, so take advantage of it. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. What are you laughing about?
Oh, nothing. Now, it was
a
completely off-air thing. If you look at your monitor, you'll see. That's all.
You're sending me instant message.
Yeah.
Okay. 800-259-9231. So, did you guys have anything else you wanted to say about the government land thing with Wolf from the last segment? He's scared. I mean, he's scared of turning over, making property 100% private. I mean, that's what he's afraid of, because that's what we're talking about doing.
I get it. And, you know, we've been taught since we were little, and it's difficult to let go of these thought processes.
And he's scared of it for the same reason that you're scared of private protection. You're scared of private protection because you think that they'll do all kinds of crazy things. Well, he's afraid that people with private property will do all kinds of crazy things with it.
And the questions you have to ask each other, yourself, though, is... can they do these things now? If Mobil, gasoline or Exxon owns a large stretch of land in Utah, can they dump petroleum waste in that land right onto the ground?
As long as the EPA's not there,
right? As long as no one knows, I mean, it wouldn't make it really that big of a. How would they know? So yes, they can do that now. And the other question is, will the animals and the resources on that land be better protected or worse than what things are under the EPA currently? Well, we all know that renters take worse care of land than owners do.
No doubt about it.
I mean, all you have to do is go to the section of town where people rent versus the section of town where people own, and you will see the difference.
Go talk to any landlord.
Don't care.
Right.
And the fact is, the United States lends out many of its, the national forests, and I can't remember, there's different terminology, but... they lend out lots of their lands to logging companies and different organizations that, you know, either mine or cut down trees.
That's right.
So these are the people that take terrible care of the land because they don't care. It's not theirs. They're just getting the rights to it. And once they're done with it for whatever reason, they're done with it.
Throw it away.
The United States government is the biggest polluter and abuser of land in the nation.
Bigger than the top four corporate polluters combined.
Combined. And that's really the problem. And here's the best example is, what do you want done with the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR? What do you want done with that?
Sold to private industry.
Whatever you want done with it. But answer for yourself, listener. What do you want done with ANWR? Because it's a government-protected property, and currently it's being given over to the oil companies to do drilling and then piping on. Well, I personally don't want that to happen. I want that land to be left pristine.
But
too bad. Too bad. We gave it to the government to protect, and now they're protecting it by drilling on it and piping. The thing is whoever it is that you want in charge might do things the way you want them to, but you can be guaranteed that in 10 years they won't be in charge anymore.
Let's go to the phones to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Luke in North Carolina.
Luke.
Luke, yes.
What's up, Luke?
Not much. Any more questions?
Huh? No, you're on the phone. What's up?
Yeah. I just wanted to respond to your last caller.
Yes, sir.
And if all land were privately owned, I don't really see how that would be much different than what we have today. I mean,
it is
be taken care of better.
It's basically privately owned. The government owns it.
What I'm saying is that when I go to exercise my freedoms, when I go to write a letter to the editor called Free Talk Live, I don't like go down to the nearest national park so that I can exercise my freedoms. I just don't see why you need public lands in order to exercise your freedoms.
That's a great point, Luke. I have no idea.
And the other thing is the main reason why libertarians object to private property, or public, I'm sorry, we're not communists, we don't object to private property, public property is not because we don't like public property. If you wanted to have some sort of a corporate ownership and everybody contributed and bought a piece of land, that would be fine, like you said with the Sierra Club or whatever.
Yep.
The problem is that the public property that we have now is bought with tax dollars that are involuntarily taken from
people.
That's
true. That's true. I mean, if Greenpeace or the Nature Conservancy raised money on a voluntary basis, which is how they do it, and then bought that property, well, then they'd be beholden to their shareholders, if you will, the people that are members of their organizations, and you really would have a say. I mean, you really would have some sort of input into how that property was treated. Right now, you got nothing. You have no say whatsoever in how the government handles the property that it handles, and it handles a lot of property.
Sure, the Greenpeace or the Nature Conservancy could say, now do we want to have a certain number of eco-tourists who are allowed to come on the property to view it every year or not? And then they'd put it up for a vote with the shareholders or whatever means that
they decided.
You know, maybe there's provision that in the bylaws that already mention that ahead of time, that by no means allow anyone on the property. Whatever they came up with, this would be handled. But now with the government, you don't have that.
It's a crapshoot at best. Anything else on your mind, Luke?
That's it.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to Manuel in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Manuel. Hello, Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, going once.
Hello.
Hello, Manuel. What
is this? Batman?
Okay, here you go. No, I'm just telling you about a city ordinance that I found out the other day. We went to a bar, and apparently the bartender can only give you one glass per ID. Apparently to curb underage drinking or, something like that so that people don't get drunk.
Right, so you can't go up to the bar and say, order for your whole table. Order for your whole table and bring it back. Each person has to order their own individual ID.
Now, you know that in a crowded club...
Each person has to get a glass. You can't get more glasses for other people. And you can share the drinks once you're at the table.
Well, now hold on. Can I go to a crowded club, and I don't know where you're from. Maybe they don't have crowded clubs. A crowded club, and my friends stay in the back, and I go up towards the bar and say, I need two bottles of Budweiser, one Guinness, and a Cosmopolitan for my gay friend. Can you do that?
Yeah, right.
I thought you were just Metro. I'm gonna test that theory.
It
was weird because you can order, we ordered a couple of pitchers of beers and they gave it to us, but like, city ordinance, I can only give you one glass per ID.
Oh, so you can have pitchers, but you can't have glasses.
Right.
So you could just order five pitchers and just give everybody their own pitcher.
And people could just drink straight from the pitcher, which this is Iowa, so,
Is it against the law to bring your own glass?
Or they could order water and pour it on the floor in a potted plant next to them or something and then drink the beer out of the glass.
Hey, Manuel,
water in.
Do you think this is really going to cut down on underage drinking?
Of course it will. You're absolutely sure.
Yeah, I bet it's really putting a stop to all those. I mean, if it really does do anything, it might keep them away from the bars. That way they go out and get drunk in the street.
Yeah, you can just turn around and, share the glass.
Hold on, what part of Iowa do you live in?
Iowa City.
Iowa City, okay.
The big part.
He's not out in farm country where, forget underage drinking, they let 12-year-olds drive tractors on the roads in these towns.
Manuel, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff. All of it's free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners as well, and more. Archives, updates. We give it all away, and all we ask in return, well, a simple vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote. Even in these remaining days of the month, it's a once-a-month sort of process, so here within the next couple days, all the votes will reset. But if you haven't done it in January, you can do it at vote.freetalklive.com. We'll tell you more about that in a few days. We've been talking about throughout the show a potential future, where there is no government to provide protection services. And the question, well, becomes, well, how will protection services be provided? And when we ask this question on the show, Manwich gets all flustered because he just can't understand whenever he's presented with an idea from somebody, how it is that this could be done, he just is busy shooting holes in it because he can't think of any ways to do it on his own. Look, so somebody's taken the time to sit down and think about this, and it's fine for you to tear it up, and that's fine.
Every time we talk about something that goes on here on the show, we talk about potential future. Mm-hmm. One of our libertarian callers, these people that listen are very bright. They call in with a possible solution. If we don't think of it ourselves to the libertarian question, then they call in with a solution very quickly. Within minutes, we almost always have the answer to one of our questions. Well, this one, not so much. People always call in with
it's definitely one of the most challenging
why government is not legitimate,
right?
Which I think that, you know, there's some great essays on it, and I can certainly I'm with you. You know, if I got a traffic ticket, I feel like the government's not legitimate. But at the same time,
see the thing I don't think you've quite come to grips with with private protection is if indeed people want protection, if indeed they want a certain type of law. That's what they'll get. If indeed what they want is drug prohibition, that's what they'll get out of this private law system with competing law. Today, they just get what they get. They get what the government gives them, and they just have to deal with it. It doesn't have anything to do with what people actually are demanding and what they're willing to pay for. You just have to live with whatever laws it is that the bureaucrats and the government officials set. So in theory, the competition behind private defense will actually provide better law, more effective law than we currently have today, and on a voluntary basis.
I haven't heard any good explanations
and
as to how
you're
that
making
will work.
A good point, man, which you're right. Usually people are Johnny on the spot, backing us up, or filling in the blanks where we aren't quite sure.
We've got the smartest listeners in the world.
We do. And this is one of those. This is one of those issues that people just haven't. People just haven't focused on. And even the roads issue, we have plenty of people back us up on the roads issue, and that's always a tricky one. But in this case, let's explore DROs just a little bit more here with Stéphane Molyneux. He's talking about how it is that the DRO will actually identify people that are planning on committing crimes. He says, how will this work in practice? Here's where he gets into the details of this actually happening. Let's take a test case. Say you wake up one morning and decide you want to be a thief. Well, the first thing you have to do is cancel your coverage with a DRO, your DRO, so that your DRO can't act against you when you steal, since in your contract it says that you're not going to steal from other people.
So you would try, you would assume that you aren't going to get caught, as all thieves do.
DROs would have clauses allowing you to cancel your coverage, just as insurance companies have now. Thus, you'd be able to
not pay your premium.
Thus, you'd have to notify your DRO that you were dropping coverage. No problem, you're off their list. However, DROs as a whole really need to keep track of people who've opted out of the entire DRO system, since those people have clearly signaled their intention to go rogue, to live off the grid, and to commit crimes, potentially. Thus, if you cancel your DRO insurance, your name then goes into a database available to all DROs. If you sign up with another DRO, no problem. Your name's taken out. However, if you do not sign up with any other DRO, red flags pop up all over the system. Well, what happens then?
Hold on just a second. Most criminals do not opt out of any systems.
Well, then they'll face the consequences from what they do.
Right. They'll stay in their DRO if I guess they have a DRO from birth or their mom picks their DRO until they're 18 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever reason. The same way I got a doctor, the same guy I've been going to. You know, they'll have the same. They won't say, oh, I'm going to get caught. They won't.
They'll presume they won't get caught.
Just
and
like
if they
all
do
the criminals,
get caught, they'll face the consequences.
I don't see how.
Because it's in the contract.
In the contract what?
That they agreed to by getting into
the
DRO in the first place. Whatever's in the contract, man, which I don't know. I don't write the contract.
It's not voluntary?
You're voluntarily signing the contract. Don't you understand?
I'm just trying to figure it out here. So
you're signing a contract to that will govern your behavior with other individuals.
So let's say
if you rob, if you murder, if you steal, if you do terrible things, you'll have punishments for those set out in the contract.
Whatever those let's say that they're exactly the same as the punishments that we have now. They're imprisonment, they're fines, you know, those kind of things.
Uh-huh.
So let's say for robbing, you would you know, the normal punishment would be 10 years in prison and you know, restitution plus, you know, whatever percentage and you know, some kind of penalty paid to the person for their trouble.
Okay.
And I say, no thanks, I'd rather not do that. I don't want to go to prison and I don't want to pay you.
You know what? I don't know exactly what the answer to that would be, but I would presume
that's what everybody's
since it's in
say.
The contract, I would presume since it's in the contract, you'd have to because you'd agreed to it.
Right, but when you say you'd have to, I think the question really that Manwich is getting at is, you say you'd have to. Let's say the punishment
forced me.
The punishment was prison. Okay, they say
men with guns.
So that would be okay.
You agreed to it contractually. Of course, it would be okay. You said it would be okay. You said so when you signed the contract.
Well, what happens with the men with guns try to go next door and rob somebody, and you know, force them into a contract or something?
What if they stick a gun to their head and make them sign something?
Forced in a contract.
What if they stick a gun to their head and make them sign something?
I don't know. That's a good question. 800-259-9231. Why can't that happen today, man? Which men with guns could come and rob you today, but they don't?
Because you've got a bigger, larger group
more
of men with guns.
More on the way. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
259-9231, toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, it is your show. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. If you want to be a part of it, ladies, it is not a beauty contest, so all you have to do is just send us a validated picture, which means that in the photo, you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live. To learn more about that, go visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Now, Manwich, when you bring up objections, we're talking about private security and how security and protection might work in a world without government. And when you bring up objections, it gets so emotional, it's almost difficult to respond to them right off the bat. So your most recent objection, now that I've had time to process through it, was, what if a group of men with guns came to your house, pointed a weapon at your head, and forced you to sign a contract with them that said, whatever, it said that we can put you in our prison and you'll be our slave, okay? What if this was happening? Well, if they were a legitimate protection organization before they started pointing guns at people, then their reputation rating would suffer big time because the word would get out pretty quick that Torgo's protection agency has gone rogue and started,
oh, why's it gotta be me?
Started pointing weapons at people in order to get them to sign contracts, so they'd be finished as far as a legitimate business is concerned. And at that point, they're just a roving gang with guns, and they'll be taken out by somebody.
This I just can't see how you're saying it's voluntary. I mean, they're going to come after me. They're going to search me out if I refuse to, if I've supposedly done something. What if I have, you know, I mean, how are you going to give due process in this particular
circumstance?
There
will be due process between the two different organizations that have arbitration agreements between them.
Sometimes I have not been happy with the arbitration that I've gotten
hey,
from my insurance company.
You aren't going to get, you know, comparing what you get from your insurance company to the results that you get from government, it's not even a comparison. I mean, in most cases, you can't even afford to take a case to the government. And the government results are usually not what you might like them to be. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you about Exxon. You ever heard of these guys?
The oil
Exxon,
company,
sure.
Yeah, the oil companies. They got quite a bit of money they've been raking in. They are currently making profits for the year of a staggering $36.13 billion.
Good for them.
Bigger than the economies of 125 of the 184 countries ranked by the World Bank.
Yeah.
It rose 42% for 2004. Yet these people, same people, are screaming and crying about how they've got to raise the prices because some oil refinery caught fire, or they got to raise the prices because there was a little bit of wind blowing down in New Orleans, or they got to raise the prices for the fact that Iraq isn't putting out enough oil. They'll think of a billion reasons to raise the price at the pump. Meanwhile, they're raking in record profits.
Well, and of course, they're protected by government regulations that make it very difficult for alternative energy providers to get into the market, that make it difficult for new oil companies to get into the market and provide competition to Exxon.
That's really the problem, is that you know, there's so much regulation on the energy industry that there's no way to, you know, there's only four or five companies out there supplying oil, so they can...
And I'm sure it doesn't hurt to have an oil man in the White House.
I'm sure it doesn't hurt.
Indeed, Gene. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Oh, hey, you still there?
Yeah.
What would you do if a group of armed men came into your house and tried to force you to sign a contract?
Try to shoot them.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Gene. More on the way. Hour number three is coming up. 800-259-9231. I don't think the armed men would get very far for very long. More on the way. This is your show, Take Control. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is Black